pas gen vent kap souffle ki kote van passe. Fon tan jist an karem le tan rar arrive. Le nord e fe peche pe lan mer. Le freche a pousse do chale. Le sa cheri ma si men bel franj sou. Ma fon monte nan ciel tan kou yon se volan. Pot fil pou mwen timoun, pot fil pou mwen.
Say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by. And all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known. I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart.
Thousand points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. Thanks for joining me here tonight. DJ J is my name here with you tonight. Frequent listeners of the show will know that every now and then I feature a show having to do with an album profiled by the 33 and a third series, where they pick out a certain album and a writer, freelance writer, I assume, goes out and writes about the album and its significance and its meaning. And tonight we're doing Depeche Mode's 101. So, live record recorded at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena in 1988. So, it was a huge moment for alternative music. And the influence of K-Rock in L.A. was also significant to driving attendance at the show and making Depeche Mode their band. It became huge in L.A., in that area, Southern California. And this live record, it's... you know, it's before Violator, so it's actually before my favorite record of theirs, but they have obviously a lot of good material from before that, Music for the Masses and Speak and Spell and all that good stuff. So let's do this here. Let's start off with, I'm not going to play this first kind of like noisy ambient thing. We're going to go with Behind the Wheel. This is live at the Rose Bowl. Depeche Mode 101, tonight until 10, 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
We'll be right back. stories for the real life didn't succeed. Thank the Lord for the small blessings. Fighting back the tears, my worries and doubts again. 16 candles burn in the light. She takes the blame. It's always the same. She goes down on her knees and prays. I don't want to start any blasphemous rumors, but I think that God's got a sixth sense of humor.
Leatherette. feel the steering wheel, hear the crushing steel, feel the steering wheel, warm, leatherette, warm, leatherette, warm, leatherette, warm, leatherette. Warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette melts on your burning flesh. You can see your reflection in the luminescent dash. Warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette. A tear of petrol is in your eye. The handbrake penetrates your thigh. Quick, let's make love before you die. On warm leatherette, on warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette. Join the car crash set.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's the normal with warm leatherette. I'm just going to log that in here. That's why you're listening to me do that. So why did I play that, you might ask? Well, it's like this. This guy, Daniel Miller, has founded Mute Records. And he was the person who discovered Depeche Mode. So the book 101 in the 33 and a third series goes back to the genesis of Depeche Mode, how they started. I think they lived in like Basildon somewhere, and it's like some posh like nuclear-created suburb out of the 1950s. It wasn't hardly like the hardscrabble Manchester of Oasis, the subject of our last week's show. And point being is that they were playing under a different name. It was the group that played in 101, except for Vince Clark, who was part of the band. He was later replaced by Alan Wilder. But when he was discovered, or when they were discovered by Daniel Miller, that was their lineup, and they were under a different name. And when Daniel Miller launched this label, Mute Records, he didn't really have any artists on it. This Depeche Mode was the first signing. And while they were recording their debut record, he went and figured he needed to have some music to put out, and he made Warm Weatherette under the name The Normal. And that's why that is part of it. And, of course, we heard Blasphemous Rumors from 101. Prior to that, The Cure was Primary, one of the major influences on the Depeche Mode sound, and then Behind the Wheel started things off. All right, this is our show devoted to 101. It's a great book. I'm finished with most of it. Up next, it's this great track from, what's this one? It's going to be Stripped from 101, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
pour mes mains. Ich bin 6 Meter groß und alles ist wichtig. Ich bin 9 Meter groß und alles ist mehr als wichtig. Ich bin 12 Meter groß und alles ist unvorstellbar. Fütter mein Ego, fütter mein Ego, fütter mein Ego, fütter mein Ego, go, go. Fütter mein Ego, fütter mein Ego. Nah.
nothing, nothing will keep us together. We can beat them forever and ever. Oh, we can be heroes just for one day.
All right, Bowie's Heroes. Of course, we have to have Bowie in here. We're talking about like any like alternative or modern rock band from the 80s. There's got to be some Bowie influences in there. Depeche Mode is no exception. They mentioned Heroes. I think they did an early cover when they were an early incarnation of the band, feature them covering Bowie's Heroes, which is why we got that song in there tonight. Before that, Strange Love from 101. And that was, I'm going to butcher the name. I know Neubauten is the second part. I think it's Einstände. Neubauten is what I got. Maybe DJ Chris can correct me. That was Future Mein Ego from Halbermensch, Half Man, one of their best records. And that's sort of like the Uber, you know, like the like base one for industrial music right there. And surprising, I haven't played a lot of Neubauten on this show over the years. Maybe that will change. It's time to dig into that now. 20 years later, Depeche Mode Stripped started things off. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Interestingly enough, Neubauten is a label mate of Depeche Mode's. Both were on The Mute. And so, interestingly, where did the name come from, Depeche Mode? I don't really think there's an actual answer. Before the band was started, I think Dave Gahan was working in Paris as a window designer for like fashion boutiques. And I think Depeche Mode referred to a way of designing those display windows. It was like a fashion terminology. And then he sort of, in the book, according to the book, he kind of backed off that definition and just said, well, I just kind of like the way it sounded. So it's French. That much we know. Beyond that, we're not really sure. I'll have to do some Google searching in terms of trying to verify that. All right, next up, somebody from 101 Live, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thank you.
Thank you. Blah. Johnson.